Okay. Hey, just one more little tidbit about this whole relationship and dating thing. Okay. Let me ask you, when you were dating, when you went out, did you ever ask a girl, it's like, hey, you're kind of cute. Can I have your phone number? And she gave you a bogus number. Did you ever have that happen?
Never had that happen.
That's never happened to me.
Never happened to me either. I never, mainly because I was too big of a coward to actually ask for the phone number.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does happen.
You know, okay? In New York City, there used to be a number. It was a service. You paid for this. It was a number you gave out when you didn't want someone to have your number. And there was like a recording on the line that said, the person you asked for your number didn't want you to have it.
Yes. Now there's even one better. The feminists have really pushed on this one. You ready for this? There's a company. It's a website called Feminist Phone Intervention. And they've set up a fake phone number that when the ladies get asked out by a stalker, a creeper, whatever, they hand them this fake phone number, and when the dude calls, it's a pre-recorded digital announcement of teaching the man a feminist lesson.
Oh my!
Wouldn't you be worried that it would set a stalker off, and they would come and find you at whatever place they had met you originally?
Perhaps.
Give this to someone like you met in a bar that you're not going to see again.
You never go back to that bar again.
So here we go. The number is area code 669.
You have a recording of this?
I do.
Oh, brother.
669-221-6251.
So area code. The feminist lesson that you've been turned down for.
Hey, baby, did it hurt when you fell out of heaven? Why? Because you got whatever stupid cheesy. Oh, baby, I need your phone. Okay,
my phone's not working. Why?
So here it
is. Number's not in it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so here we go, and this is what happened.
If any female feels she needs anything beyond herself to legitimate and validate her existence, she is already giving away her power to be self-defining, her agency. This quote is brought to you by Bell Hooks.
Okay, and of course there's got to be an ad. If any woman feels that she needs someone else to be a legitimate and courageous person, she's already given away her power. Oh, Lord. There are two alternative numbers. There's one for New York City, 917-512-2833. And if you're down in Chicago, 312-697-1778. So
wow.
There it is. There it is. The feminists have jumped in because. Now, here's why I bring this up. The feminist movement is to empower women and to tell them that they have the strength, the knowledge, and the wisdom to handle things on their own. They don't need a man, right?
They can live a fulfilling life without a man.
Right. They don't need a man. So the feminists come up and say, ladies, you're not smart enough to handle a stalker or a creeper when you're out. You have to have us create this phony phone number for you.
That's not what they're saying at all.
How hypocritical could it be?
That's how you would read it.
That's entirely what it is. You're not smart enough. So
no,
here's what we got. We got to come up with this phony, crappy, computer-generated voice to blow off the guy that you don't want to date. How about if you're so strong?
Self-empowering is, hey, you're not my type. No, I'm not going to give you my number.
Bingo.
And by the way, you don't have to buy me drinks anymore.
Thank you very much. It's like, you know what? Thank you very much. You're a nice guy, but I'm not interested.
Guys,
hit the bricks.
You guys are mildly misogynistic, sometimes more than mildly. So, you know, I'm not sure that any woman is going to take advice from you guys.
Well, they should, because we know exactly what we're doing. All right, so let's do the stumper.
All right, we have a stumper. 715-845-2155 is the number to call here. If, remember, you can only win once every 30 days.
30 days.
The year was 1978.
1978!
And this singer had 5 albums on the charts at the same time.
Oofa.
What's the year again?
1978. The summer of Son of Sam in New York City.
Well, that's a positive way to think of it.
This singer had 5 albums on the charts at the same time.
Why would you bring up Son of Sam?
Well, that's like the first thing I remember about the summer of 78.
Everyone was obsessed.
Yeah.
I remember the summer of 78 from my youth.
Of course people were upset, but that... Okay.
It was also the summer that disco music became huge with Saturday Night Fever and a bunch of others.
Now, see, now that's the true tragedy right there.
1978, this singer had 5 albums on the bestseller charts at the same time. It doesn't happen very often. What singer are we talking about?
All right, let's find out. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Donna Summers.
It was not Donna Summer. That's a good guess, though.
Although that was the summer of On the Radio. Was that album everywhere?
Yeah, I don't know if she had five albums out at that point in time, but
All right, we got that one ringing. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Bee Gees.
Bee Gees.
Wasn't the Bee Gees. All right, no, that's not
good. I'll give you the other artists who had done it in the past because the list isn't very long.
Is it male or female?
Herb Alpert, the Beatles, Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, and Johnny Mathis are the other entertainers that have had five albums on the charts at the same time.
Male or female?
You want to give that clue?
Yeah, because nobody's calling. So,
Male.
Ooh.
I think
that rules out Michael Jackson.
I've got this.
Yes?
And not someone if it's who I think it is, not someone associated with disco.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Johnny Cash.
It's not Johnny Cash.
Not Johnny Cash. All right, we are officially stumped. Well, no, let's get one more. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Elvis.
Not Elvis. 1978.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Barry Manilow.
You would be correct, sir. It is Barry Manilow.
And it's his birthday today.
It is his birthday today.
Congratulations.
Not who I was thinking. I was thinking Elton John.
That would have been a good guess, too, but Barry Manilow is the correct answer, and it is his birthday today. He is 71.
All right, sir, what is your first name?
My name's Jim.
Jim, hold on for me. I have to have a very informative and thorough conversation with our good friend Justin Lowe of Newsline 9 about the weather, and as soon as I'm done, I will get your information, and we'll get something to you really nice. Mr. Justin, how are you, brother?
Well, everything's going okay.
Is everything going your way? Are you happy?
I guess. I'm pretty happy, although I didn't get as good a sleep as I would hope last night because I did wake up periodically through the night to see if that severe weather was heading towards central Wisconsin.